folks. What's up? Happy Sunday. Hope everybody had a great week and had a great weekend. I had a hell of a weekend, and we're going to be talking about it very shortly. But we thought we'd just keep this very off the cuff, do some horror Q&A, talk about movies, whatever. I'll do a little review. I did go see John Carpenter Friday night live in New York. And then I did a nice little tour of Coney Island, checking out the Warriors filming location. So it was pretty cool. So I got some pictures and some story, a pretty cool story, which hopefully will end up being the subject of next week's podcast. So Brady was just finishing up dinner with his family. So he's going to be on in a few minutes. So you just got maybe not so little old me, sporting the new Carpenter live in concert shirt. Yeah, I am. It's the second day I'm wearing it. I did wash it. But let me see who's hanging out with us tonight to just shoot the shit and just hang out and see where the night goes. Gene, what's up, Gene? Gene's awesome. Gory, what's up, buddy? Vanessa, what's going on? Matthew, what's going on, buddy? Jordan, almost forgot that I'm a Dark Side member and a mod. I need to lay off. Were you day drinking again? This is actually I just cracked the first beer of the day. And if anybody is off tomorrow for Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it, Brady and I are doing a late night watch along of Halloween too, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. So if you folks are off tomorrow or just have the day off anyway, you're more than welcome to join us. Because we did an impromptu Halloween watch along last week at late night, and we had a lot of different people. We had some cool people, and it was fun. So he said, "You want to do it tonight?" I'm like, "Let's do it." So we're going to do Halloween 2 tonight at 11 p.m. King Matthew just got finished watching Scream 6 for the very first time as part of my spooky season marathon. What did you think of Scream 6? I don't know. It's not one of my favorites. My biggest thing is nobody dies. Everybody gets stabbed to shit, to death, and nobody dies. Gene's got a question. What horror movie you saw and will never watch again? It was just crap. Easily. Skinamarink. Skinamarink was complete dog shit. I understood the concept where the guy was going, but it was the most boring, wasteful 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back. I mean, there's been some other ones, but that's the first one. Everybody says, what's the worst? I'm like, Skinamarink, don't waste your time. It was just so bad. I understand the concept. It was supposed to be like, you know, in a dream, things don't make sense. They don't necessarily line up correctly, and it's weird. But he could have did more with it. Maybe go back and forth, so it would have been a little bit more entertaining. But man, was that fucking boring. See if he says House of the Dead. I'm trying to think if I saw House of the Dead. Hey, Daniel, what's up, man? Man, about missing the OG Halloween. But that was just me and Brady standing up late saying, you know what? You want to do a watch along? And it was like, by the time I was originally going to do it from my backyard, because that was the night when it was a harvest moon. So I said, you know what? I put a screen up in the backyard at this time of year, and I watch Halloween. I just love sitting back there with a cigar by the, I'll light a fire, and I'll just bring the projector out and watch the movie. So I said, you know what? I'll bring my computer out, and I'll just sit out there and watch it, and we'll stream from there. But I was having a problem with the camera on my laptop because the camera I use here is mounted on this, on these monitors. So I wasn't bringing that out. But that's why it took so long. I think we started at like 1 o'clock. So it was late. Tonight was starting a lot earlier. It's going to be 11 Eastern. They sure don't make movies that are based on video games anymore. Don't they? Was that sarcasm? I thought they still did. Because there's somebody, I'll see a movie, I'm like, what is this about? Somebody's like, oh, Dad, it's a video game. You don't know this is a video game? I'm like, I don't play video games. Where are you, young man? Finish your dinner now. Any movie directed by Uwe Boll? Yeah, we'll ask anything. Yeah, that's why we figured, because I was away, you know, I was in Manhattan. So Brady and I, Brady had a busy weekend personally, a pretty busy week personally, I should say. I said, let's just make it easy. Just Q&A. Let's just hang out. Bullshit. Just do an open stream. I'll wait for Brady to get on. I do have some cool pictures from Carpenter because I saw Carpenter Friday night. And then I get some cool pictures of some other stuff and give a little story about who I met in Coney Island. And I'm going to see if he can come on next week, whenever his schedule permits. But I got his phone number. He said to call him. So it was pretty cool, especially if you like cheesy horror movies. I'm sure you've seen both of the ones, among other ones, that this gentleman was in. Let me see. Matthew says, Scream 6 was all right, but my problem is no one dies. Exactly. I mean, it's just like, I didn't mind the storyline. I mean, it was a little far-fetched, but all the movies are pretty far-fetched. I mean, who's going to have that level of a collection, and how did you get all that stuff and have it there? I mean, but it was cool. I mean, you got to suspend disbelief. It is what it is. But that was my only thing. I'm like, doesn't anybody die in this? Everybody gets stabbed to hell and they all survive. But they that all that important? I mean, they're there for fodder to get killed. I want to see somebody kill, die, damn it. CP saw the Terrifier. Is this the first time you saw the Terrifier movies? I take Art the Clown is funnier than Freddy. Oh, yeah, I would say so. Freddy's got a lot of them. Freddy wasn't really funny till part three. And then from there on, it was all the one-liners, and they were just silly. But yeah, Art is pretty funny. And then brutal as hell. How did John Carpenter's breath smell like years of Marlboro Reds? No, he hasn't smoked in years, from what I understand. As far as I know, he quit years ago, which is no good for him. Colin, what's up, buddy? Out of the first two, I Know What You Did Last Summer films, which one do you like better, the original or I Still Will Know What You... Oh, yeah, the original for me is definitely better. I didn't mind this latest version. I had fun with it. It was everything I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be a lot of callbacks. The legacy character is going to come here, sort of duplicate what happened many years ago. And if you go in there with those expectations, and even this, the twist at the end of who the killers were, was fine. You know, a lot of people just go in with these expectations of like something's going to be reinventing the wheel. It's like people want to go in and just see what they're expecting. And I had fun with it. Colin's weekend. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow too. So I saw you say you're going to hang out tonight, watch Halloween 2 with us. Yeah, so folks, if you're off tomorrow, man, it's going to be a late night. We'll be doing some Halloween 2. So feel free to join us, and that's at 11 p.m. Eastern. While waiting for Brady, Friday night, I went to Queens, New York, saw John Carpenter live in concert, and it was absolutely everything I could hope for. It was amazing. I had the meet and greet, so I did get back stage to meet the man himself. He was super cordial and in very good spirits. And Daniel Davies and his son Cody were very nice too. And the show itself, I mean, this place was awesome, because you couldn't have found a better place to have a Carpenter concert. It was in the middle of this industrial area. It was like this huge old warehouse with all these different rooms and everything. Like we had the VIP, you went around the side of the building, you went there, you got your swag that you got with the meet and greet VIP. And then you waited there, this big garage door opened up like you were going into like you were going into Escape from New York, and you're walking through and there's all these lights and everything, and this huge round bar is real nice. And then it took us right backstage to this nice brick room where we all just waited, and we met him, took pictures. And then they had like a little VIP area where you could stand. It was a little elevated area if you want. That's where I stood most of the time, because every time I go to a show, I fucking get stuck behind the tallest bastard in the goddamn place. So when I saw that, that's where I went. It was a little further back, but I'm like, I could see everything. I could film stuff. So I had a good time. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I put a bunch of videos up there. I'm going to put them all together and do a video on YouTube of all the other footage and everything, some pictures. I just haven't had any time. So I'm going to do that. And so that was great Friday night. I was our buddy Lurch. Shout out to Lurch. Get well soon. He was supposed to meet up with me, but he wasn't able to come up. So I had an extra day in New York. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm a half hour from Coney Island. Now's the perfect time to go see the sites, the filming locations from The Warriors, one of my favorite films ever. If it wasn't for The Warriors, I would never have seen Halloween. So I went to Coney Island, did all that stuff, and hold on, let me catch up at the chat. I'll give you the story. Matthew says, I'm just glad for the, I know you didn't let some of the, they didn't give Dewey the Dewey treatment. Right. Yeah, exactly. I totally know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you've ever seen it, but there is a horror movie from the 70s called Fright It. Came out 7 years before Halloween. It had the classic trope, babysitter terrorized by the escape. Fright It? No. Never seen that. I have to look for that. Fright It? No, not at all. Yeah, watch alongs would be a lot of fun. That's awesome. It'll be 4 a.m. here, but it's your weekend. I know. I love Colin. He'll stay up all night long. Yeah, I stayed up late last night chatting with Bill. Yeah, I haven't seen that one either. I have to check that one out. How long did you contemplate whether or not to wear a hat when meeting John Carpenter, more specifically that hat? No, because like I said, I wear the hat here because, you know, and I do wear it out a lot, but here specifically because when you're bald and you're doing this, I mean, Jordan, you were doing your videos, you got to make sure it doesn't gleam off the top of your head. It's annoying. Plus, I like hats. Plus, I knew I sweat when it's like freaking 30 degrees out. And when you're going to be in a room that's packed with people and what part of your body releases the most heat? Your head. So I just need to be able to let the heat out. Look at Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up? Matt, seen it. Yeah, Fright, 1971. Because I do have to go to work. Yeah, I figure, you know, if people aren't off tomorrow for the holiday, it's going to be rough. And, yeah, you know, we get some people there. We don't. We'll be here if anybody can't sleep. You want to hang out and watch Halloween, too? We're going to do it. So it should be fun tonight at 11 Eastern. Be a lot of fun. Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, yeah, I got to check it out. I didn't even know that was – I never heard of it. And the storyline sounds great. Oh, you know that, young man. But while we're waiting, let's bring there's Brady. Well, he's got to get his hat. Oh, shit. You got to fix my hair. There he is.
Hello, Bert.
Bert. Hey, Leanna, what's going on?
How are we doing?
JC, the convention, was wearing a Scream 6 shirt. He covered it with his hand during that picture. Well, you know what? I actually wore the podcast shirt because ABP, always be promoting. Because, you know, everybody there had Halloween shirts on, and I'm sure he's tired of seeing it. So I figured, you know what? Get a picture with Carpenter with the podcast on it is cool.
Yeah.
Go Cubs.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, Pat. We tried.
You tried. You did better than the Yankees did.
Yeah, we did. Thanks, Matt.
You did.
Good, bud. Hope you're doing well. Hey, Dan.
All right, let me set this up.
Hold on. King Matthew, how are you? Leanna, Jordan. Hey, Pat, look at, I got my girl Rhea with the Terrifier ones on.
Look at you. Yeah. I love that shirt.
Isn't that awesome? Thanks. She's awesome. Cool. Just had a birthday, I think, yesterday. 29.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see. She's 29, huh?
Yeah, she's a child. Is Cody in the chat? Because he would be like, yeah.
I'm bringing up a bunch of photos and everything. So I was telling everybody about my weekend. And I figured we'll cover the Carpenter stuff real quick and then just hang out.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you how I almost pulled the trigger, and I'm glad that I didn't. I almost came out there. I almost came out there. I had a lead on.
I was waiting to see if you did. I was waiting. Would have been good, man. You would have got to see a little Warrior locations with me, too. Would have been perfect.
I know. Yeah, I saw Chief.
He was good. No, I'm just saying, he was good. He was chatting with everybody. He was making jokes during the concert. You could see he was really super pumped just to be doing, you know, doing the music.
He's a guy you gotta, unless that's just kissing his ass. Like I did, after the second time, I just talked basketball with him. Even though I told him I love the films. So he ended up talking to me forever. Basketball.
Oh yeah. I don't know anything about basketball. That's about it. But
he was gracious though, huh? He was good.
He was very nice. And I just kept it short. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I said, no. I just said, thanks. Nice to meet you. I just basically said, hey, look, thank you for 45 years of my life of entertaining me visually and musically. I said, I love everything you've done. I appreciate it. And
can I take you?
I'm Halloween this. I just was very, and he was cool. He's like, oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. And I said hello to Cody and Dan, what do you call it? Dave?
Adrian's son.
Yep. And they were all nice. It was hysterical. So that's all. I wasn't going to be, I didn't want to fanboy out. And so I was just, and he appreciated that because I'm sure he's like, oh, because I mean, it was everybody there with Halloween shirts on. So I just, like I said, I didn't want to wear the Halloween shirt just to annoy him. I wore my shirt.
You should have, said, can I take you home and put you on my shelf?
Yeah. Oh. I watched Fright from Zimmerman. I just watched it last week. Every October is great. No, I got to watch it. I never even heard of it. Have you ever heard of Fright?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the same storyline with babysitters and stuff like Halloween. So I'm like, interesting. Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Ryan, what's up, bud?
Oh, well, Gene was saying, do you have a movie, a horror movie you saw and will never watch because it was complete crap? I said somebody right away.
Yeah, somebody said in the chat, like House of the Dead, and that's what made me think of U-Bull. If you want to know what U-Bull did, Gene, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but I'm going to tell you exactly what U-Bull did, and you'll be like, oh, my God. Somebody might beat me in the chat, but I can't think of anything else, right?
No, there's movies I just like, but that's the one that always comes to mind because I just like want 2 hours of my life back after watching that. Oh, Billy Bear, what's up? Bill and I were up till about, I think, close to 5 o'clock in the morning bullshitting last night.
Yeah, it was 5 for you or 3:45 when I looked it up.
So, yeah, so it was, I did get to sleep in, but there's Billy Bear.
Fuck the other Everscathe. Fuck you. Sending me this shit.
There you go.
So he did the Blood Rain movies. Oh, man. Alone in the Dark. Not the old Alone in the Dark, but the other one. House of the Dead. He's done some pretty bad stuff.
Matt had the pleasure of meeting John Carson, being at his first performance in a small bar-like setting. The greatest part was witnessing just how much fun he was clear having deserves. He was. You could see he was smiling. He was just having so much fun just playing. And, you know,
yeah,
you could see him just looking over at, because truth be told, I mean, his son was pretty much playing most of the parts. And he was just doing, like, the stings and some of the other sound effects. And, yeah, you can just see how proud he is of him, just looking over at him, you know, playing and everything. And he was interacting with the people in the band. And it was good. You could see. He had fun. He was like this. You can tell at the end of the night, he's like, I had a great time. I hope you guys really had as much fun as I did. He was really sincere.
Now, how many is he doing next weekend? Do you know, Pat? I'm sure Matt knows. He's probably
doing a few.
I don't think he's doing just two. Maybe it is just two.
I know
two.
He's doing one on Halloween night, I thought.
It's like a residency or something almost like, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know why he wouldn't have swung through and went by you in Chicago.
It happens. I went to the last two tours he did here, so yeah.
Pat has John Carpenter a glass case in his Halloween room like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar basketball. Yeah, I'm just going to steal the old man. Come with me now.
I think the last two times he literally did the tour bus, though, too, you know? I think this time he's flying everywhere, obviously. I could be wrong, but...
Colin saw him. That's right. You Colin saw him when he was over in Belfast. It's a phenomenal, amazing show. He opened the show with Escape from New York. Yeah, he did the same thing here. Choked up, was blown away that I was witnessing him. And the sound, like I saw when we walked into that warehouse, I was like, ooh, warehouses are tricky with sound. But the sound was fantastic. They had it down perfectly. I mean, you can hear everything. See, that's why I tend to stand, everybody wants to be right up front. When you're right up front, everything sounds like shit. It really does.
I backed up for the two I went to. Yeah.
So they had like a little VIP area that was like elevated a little bit. Like I said, I was telling everybody before, I always get stuck behind the tallest bastard in the place. So I figured, let me go with the elevated platform because there's a railing. So if I'm holding onto the railing, nobody's getting in front of me. I mean, there'll be people below me, but unless Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is there, they're not going to block me. Shout out to Frank Francis, is a guy who I met there. I was hanging out with him and we were bullshitting. He was showing me all the places he went to. And we had a great time. So if you watch this after the fact or whatever, it was good meeting him. And so I was able to film everything nice, you know, got a good shot of everything. Why am I getting spooky here?
You got up close and personal.
Yeah, it does that. It has a mind of its own. I don't know why. Because I don't have it set to do that.
Pat, what was your favorite track? I will tell you, honestly, both times I went, I thought it was Escape from New York just because it just got the place like... Halloween, everybody of course went crazy, but if for some reason Escape from New York stuck out both times hearing him that in concert.
You know, I was floored to just see him do it. And it sounded fantastic, but truthfully, Escape from New York was until he played The Fog. The Fog was good. That was fucking eerie, and they turned everything blue, and they had smoke, like the smoke fog coming out of the fog machine. And I'm like, wow. Folks, just, if you follow me on whatchamacallit, Facebook and Instagram, I put them all up there. I didn't even put them all up there. There's a few more on there, but I'm going to put everything together. So like Frank did, like a little video. I'll throw it up on YouTube.
I think he technically recorded the whole thing. Didn't he say that?
He got most of it. Yeah, I didn't do, I was doing bits and pieces because I wanted to watch it. I don't want to stare at my phone all night. I want to watch the show. So usually if I'm filming, I'm like this because I'm still watching.
Yeah.
Some catch up on the chat. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a picture with David Arquette Friday, but I did get his autograph. So far, I have two in the screencast. I have Matthew Lillard and now Dave. That's awesome. That's cool.
That's good. Matthew Lillard's always packed now, too, King Matthew. That's good. Good.
Yeah, because Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich, they're like a Vernon Shirley. They're usually together all the time.
Yeah, and Skeet, you get through probably pretty quick. It's always Matthews that's long. But, you know, you got to think of, you're also talking all the other things he's done, you know, Scooby-Doo. And got a lot of stuff. Hackers.
While Eric's asking, I'll show everybody. So the stuff you got when you did the VIP meet and greet. Hold on.
Yeah, we got to show off our new stuff. You've got some new stuff. I've got some new stuff.
I should have had everything laid out, but hold on one second. That would have been too smart of me.
I wonder if they're going to do... Oh, no, because that shirt you're wearing is exclusive for New York, right?
Yeah, it's got the dates on it, the 9th and the 10th. Okay. So you got the lanyard. Nice lanyard to add to my collection of a million lanyards.
How many meet and greets do you think they sold for it?
I don't know. There was a decent amount, but it wasn't like a long thing. I mean, I was fortunate. I went in like within the first 10 minutes. I was at the front. Then you got a laminated John Carpenter VIP admit one.
Oh, there you go. How many beers did you drink there?
Only one, because I didn't want to have to take a piss. Truth be told, I took a piss before I found my spot, and then I got a beer and I just nursed it because I didn't want to have to stop and freaking take a piss. Hold on. I should have had this already. You got a They Live swag bag.
Yeah, with the Roddy Piper font. It's so cool.
Whoops. So we got that. This is the shirt that they came that you got with it. I'm not a biggest fan of long sleeve shirts. I mean, it's a cool shirt, but not a fan of long sleeves.
That's pretty badass.
And it says Carpenter and Contra on the back.
That's so cool.
So let me think. Oh, and you got. Like I said, I should have been prepared for this. Duh.
And you bought that tour shirt. So you bought other stuff though, besides that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't go too crazy. I was trying not to go too crazy. Yeah. Now see if I can get this stuff out.
Thank God I wasn't there.
Best thing ever they did. Like if they had exclusive posters, and plus you got an exclusive poster with your VIP, they had free poster tubes and bags. So you can put your stuff in tubes so they don't get ruined. Best thing I've ever seen at a concert.
Yeah, that's very thinking outside the box that people organize that, right?
Yes. Actually, I'll leave these out because I want them to flatten. Let's do this one. All right. So this is the one you got with the meet and greet. It's Escape from New York exclusive, signed by all three of them.
So that's what you chose to get signed, or was already signed?
No, that's they sign it right there for you in front of you and give it to you. This because this is the one that comes with the VIP meet and greet VIP.
Oh, okay.
So that that's comes so with awesome. It. And this one I bought. It was exclusive. Let's see how well I can put up. So it's exclusive glow in the dark Halloween poster, and it's signed by Carpenter.
Oh, nice. And how much was that? $100?
$100. And I do have one unsigned for Frank, because he didn't get one the night before. Yes, if I could pick him up one. So I'm going to meet up with him and give it to him.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
What else did I get? I got this shirt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. This is going on the back of my car. My other car is Christine.
Sorry, that's funny.
I was like, I gotta get that for my car. It's like, have you ever seen the pickup truck my wife drives, the F-150? I have a sticker on the back that says my other ride is a broom. And she knows, she laughs at it.
Did they sell They Live sunglasses? I know they did that at the
no, I would have bought those if I saw them. They had hats that said like Obey, Prince of Darkness. They had so much stuff. It was crazy.
I'm coming to Robbie. Hey, Jordan, really, you know where Pat lives.
I had to be good. This is the best. I wish this was on a shirt. And they didn't have it on a shirt. They had it on a swag bag, but I didn't want to buy another swag bag. It says, I love New York. And on the heart, it's Donald Pleasance. Seriously?
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
It's Donald Pleasance, like when he was strapped to the wall, like in Escape from New York.
Dude, that is so cool.
I'm like, why is this not on a shirt? I go,
I might have to find that online. That one's awesome.
And it was a sticker pack. That's what this is. It's got that. Comes with the They Live sticker. Born Bad, Christine. And the Pork Chop Express.
My Lord.
And I also
That was actually here. Fun, too, when he played Big Trouble in Little China. People really got into that.
Oh, everybody went apeshit when he played that. Where is it? Oh, it's right here. Oh, since I got the vinyl expanded edition, you know, the big collection on the vinyl came this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't order it on CD, so they had it there. So I got it. It was impulse buy. So I got the box set on CD. It was only $70. I'm like, whatever.
That's about what it was anyways.
And I think that's what it was. Yeah. So I was like, then I have to pay for shipping. I think, that was it. I think that's everything I got at the Carpenter Show.
Excellent.
So I wasn't too bad. I didn't spend too much. But let me hold on a second and tell my daughter that I can't answer.
And you went to, you probably bought some stuff at Long Island.
Yeah, that's coming up. There's some good, I got to bring up the pictures for that.
Now, Pat, I know at least you had all that stuff, but I know you didn't get your Samuel Loomis, I should say.
Didn't come yet. Probably not tomorrow because, well, if it's coming regular mail, probably not tomorrow because it's probably closed for the holiday.
Hold on a second.
You catch up on here in the chat. Movie theater when I was Grandmaster's movie LP brought to. That's cool as hell. Would love to meet him. I think my bass player had my old band stuff on there. I have to look. If it is, I'll post it. Favorite redone theme was Christine was really good. He ended closed the show with Christine. It was really good.
Nice.
Oh,
Pat, before I forget, there they are, the plates for the party.
I still got to order all this stuff. Maybe tonight. After a couple of beers, maybe tonight.
Should I show that again? I got it all right here.
Yeah. Yeah, the meet and greet. Everybody could have got.
Yeah. Pat, you froze? Did I freeze? Please tell me it's him and not me. He looks pretty serious. Somebody take a still shot. Thank you, Dean. Somebody get a still shot of that. He looks pretty serious. Anyways, I'm just going to show the rest of the party stuff if anybody didn't see it from our previous week. So there's a Halloween 2 table cover. Here's our dinner napkins. Oh, God, I'm on my own. This is so weird. Pat just lost power, he said. Wow, I'm live on my own. This is weird. He's training me now to be on my own. Yeah, the beverage napkins. Okay. How about water bottle labels? Oh, God. Everything's falling. The fabric wall banner. And the party favor boxes. Look at that. Pretty badass, right? Pat lost power, guys, so I'll just keep on showing stuff. So my big thing I got this week, and some people probably saw it, I posted in a few groups. There's a company in Wisconsin that makes custom box sets for physical media. And the company is called Blockbuster Box Set. and they just make special box sets and you could put your physical BD in there. So I missed the original release of this earlier this year, and now it came back out. So for the whole Halloween series, look at that bad boy. And there's the side. Sorry if it's... Yeah, it's better if I back it up. And look at that. So we'll take them all out one by one. Why not? This will be really fast. So what I did pretty much is I just put, because obviously guys like fans like Pat and I, of course, and other people in the chat have plenty of versions of physical media. So here's a look at the first one, right? So I just took this version, put it in there. And they actually fit, like, they're pretty loose, but it's not like it's totally that thing. Isn't that cool? It's Halloween 2. So Baby Pat will come back on later. It's all me on my own. This is amazing. This is great. He's training me. I know he is. Halloween 4. Look at that. Yeah, I love it. Huh? Pat, I'm just going over that box set. I figured that was a good time to do it. Hey, you're training me for whenever I want to do something on my own, which I don't know if that would work.
I'm like, what the fuck? The power just flicked on and off. I have no, there's nothing going on outside either. Like, no bad weather. So I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
Just showing everybody these, even I don't know. Hopefully everyone's paying attention.
That's a great set.
Yeah. I just love they're clear boxes and everything. And actually this Halloween 6 one, this was something I got in the mail. So Pat, this is it, the one that I was telling you about. Look, this is a producer's cut, like an alternate slip sleeve I'd never seen before of the producer's cut. So it's just like the one we've seen before.
They were selling them somewhere.
I never saw this anywhere. Like it kind of imitating a box set.
Where's Joe when we need him? I'm pretty sure it was like Walmart. There was some, and they went quick. They were hard to get because everybody was buying them up.
Oh, so this was something that people bought away. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably why you hadn't seen it.
Okay, and then.
Yeah, Bucky fucked with the power, bastard.
H2O, and actually, I bought that H2O. I think you said you don't have these, right? These.
No, I don't have those.
They were called Echo Bridge Entertainment releases, and they're early 2010, 11, 12-ish.
Yeah, Dean, it was. I remember getting to Walmart. I remember they were going quick. I had to go to like 2 or 3 different ones because people were sucking them up and throwing them online.
Oh, so you didn't end up getting one then? You could find them not reasonably priced on reasonably priced.
I found one. I did find one, but I had to go to a few just to get it because people were sucking them up and putting them on because people were really wanted them.
This is an Echo Bridge release too. So the only one I don't have those Echo Bridge releases is the Halloween 6. So it's pretty much those three Miramax movies. You know, 6, H2O.
So. Uh-huh. That's a great set, though. That's...
Yeah. Well, I'll get there. I'll move as quickly as I can here. This art is just, I'm sure some people are like, why would you... It's not cheap, but the quality of it is... You just can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Explain. It looks official.
Yeah. I think I showed you the Escape from New York and L.A. one I bought last year, where I could put both of the movies in there. Since they're different studios. The Kills one's pretty wild. Yay, I'm down to 2 more.
Yeah, no, man. Time.
I had it reversed. There's the 2018 one.
JG, what's up, man?
And then ends. Went backwards with them. But yeah, Pat, if you probably saw the picture details, but you just can't.
Yeah, it's such a great set. I mean, that looks amazing. The artwork and the box is just amazing.
You know, you're going to pay stuff for artists, right? You know, I know GK bought it. Our old friend from the collectors community. Oh, Pat, wait a minute. He's got to come back out, especially for tonight. I'm not going to fill him up with popcorn. We did get these this week, though, but we showed them already.
Yeah, we showed them. Yep. Pat, very cool.
I think that's it, buddy. Get your party favors before they sell out. I feel bad if you don't.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's going to be tonight. So
here it is before I forget.
So, folks, I did go, like I said, I'm going to bring up some pictures. I did go to Coney Island to go see the sites, for filming locations, some of the filming locations for, hey, wow, the little girl.
Hello.
Hello. You taking over for Dad?
Yeah.
Where's he hiding? You don't know?
Nope. What are these?
You off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice. You get to stay up late.
They're DVDs.
So these are cool DVDs that my dad got. They're the Escape from New York ones. They're very cool. Okay, I found my dad. He's going to come back. Okay, bye-bye.
See you later. Take care, Taylor.
Oh, wait. I dropped all my stuff.
That's okay.
Oh, maybe there is. I've been busy all day. I haven't even seen it. You know what? I might have gotten an alert before.
I'll never leave my seat again.
Brett's a little girl now.
See, yeah, that was the front cover of the LA New York one. So anyways.
Yeah, the only other stuff I got was, I went to Coney Island and they had a lot of cool Warrior stuff in some of the gift shops, but none of them had my size of the shirts that I wanted. So I didn't get any shirts. But
that
zip-up
hoodie would have looked good on you, bud.
There was, Colin would have loved this too. It was a beautiful Warriors zip-up hoodie and it was embroidered. It wasn't like an iron-on and it had the patch and everything embroidered on the back. And it was like $90. I'm like, oh, I don't want to spend that.
Was it the one with Warriors on the front you sent the picture of?
Yeah, yeah. It was really, I walked around all day long and went back to the shop. I thought about it, walked away again. And I'm like, get in the car. I'm ready to leave. I'm like, fuck it. So I went over it. I said, let me just go get it. And my side was gone. I was like, damn.
What was the largest size? Like a large or something?
The largest they had was an XL. And I tried it on. It wasn't bad, but I like things loose. I hate anything. Everything's got to be loose. I could fit in it and it would have been fine, but I just like things that are loose.
You like
the original
loose,
gangster.
Huh?
I like my pants. I like, you like loose. You got to be loose. So I did get, and I broke it in last night with Bill, my Warrior shot glass.
Oh, very good.
So I broke in with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a nice Warriors pin to add to a magnet rather to add to my fridge with all my other magnets. And just these two cool Warrior stickers, one with a subway and one that with this. That's just the logo says Warriors Coney Island. So I got it there relatively cheap. I thought I was going to spend a lot more. They did have cool. They had like nice big beach towels and they had like pennants. And I'm like, I spent enough this weekend. I'm going away next weekend to Denver.
Pat, I got to understand. So that's not like exactly easy for you to get to, or it's just a pain in the ass to get to, because that's, I figure that's kind of in your vicinity almost, right? Well, it's,
what's,
I guess,
that?
Where you were at near Coney Island.
Well, Coney Island is not far from Queens. In theory, it's really only like 11 miles, but there's so much traffic in New York and Queens that it takes you an hour to go 11 miles. And from last night when I left late last night. I was able to get from my house to here, from there to my house in 2 hours and 10 minutes. On Friday, it took me almost 3 hours because it was during the day, during high traffic. It's just mostly traffic. If the traffic moved, you can fly in and out of there. And it's pretty cool. So what I did was, let me see. I'll show you some photos, folks. So this is the Knockdown Center. I meant to ask them, what band would just name themselves Beverages?
I thought it was Leanna's other name at first. I was like, what?
Think of that. Leanna, was your band playing?
Look.
That's hysterical. I didn't even put that together until you said it. So this is the marquee. This is me meeting the man himself. So if anybody didn't see these on my socials, I'll go through and bore the hell out of everybody with them.
Yeah, I swear to God. If I could put like some dialogue here, it's like you saying, get up when I'm talking to you.
Get up, you bastard.
Just kidding.
There's the man.
He'd have his glasses on. Usually he's been having his glasses at the last 2 meetings I did.
Okay. There's me with the band. There's the band. This poor name Beverages.
Jesus.
Here's some stills. I will have video up. Video is on my social self. If you guys follow me, all the links are in the description below. You can see the videos. But I'm going to put them all together and throw them on this channel anyway. Some good shots of the man. Escape from New York. Nice.
Where's the president? You can hear it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be They Live. He put his sunglasses on.
He looks like Ray Charles there. Like he's like. Or Stevie Wonder, rather. But it was a great show. If you guys can go see him, go see him. I mean, I know Brett's seen him already. Colin's seen him. Matt, yeah, if he's absolutely. Still here, seen him. It's just a great show.
So, he comes like back here. I'm going to drag Bill to it. He doesn't have to do the meet and greet, but I drag Bill to it.
Yeah, oh, he'd love it. He would absolutely love it. Very cool.
I'll take Bill as an honorary.
Hey, Tuka, what's up? I saw... WWE wrestler, oh, a fat wrestler. Well, they do have fat ones. Oh yeah, it was great. Finally meeting him after all these years, and I mean, I had a few other opportunities. I just never did. So this was good. This was it. Did you ask John if he was going to show up to age 50? Shit, you know what,
Eric? You're quick, Eric. It's one of those. I now want to answer. Pat will probably tell you. You think about things after the fact, right?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, I would have asked him. I didn't even think of it. I would have asked him. What's he going to do? Swing at me? Maybe. I should have. Oh, a little too late for that one. Oh, and there was a guy holding a mask up and just twirling it through the whole show. His arms must have been numb the next day.
Oh, don't tell me. That looks like one of those. Is that one of those idiots that is doing the masks like the which rehauls?
No, that looks like a
regular. You should have stopped him. Are you a rehaul guy?
Yeah, it looks like a regular stock tops ones. So this was my trip to Coney Island to go check out the Warriors location. So that's actually the Stillwell Street station for Coney Island, where the Warriors do come in. And this is the inside of it, which I thought was pretty cool. They have the little designs and everything there. And there I am. So this is when they arrive back into Coney Island at the end of the Warriors. This is where they step out. There's just right behind me. There would have been a sign that said Stillwell Ave, but it's not there anymore. And it cost me $3.25.
Next time there's a Warriors reunion, you could take that cone. Like I told you, steal it and say, this was just where you got off at Coney Island.
And I had to pay $3.25 for the picture because you have to buy a ticket to get on the subway to get on the platform. So I never even used it. Went up, found the shot, took my picture and left.
Pat, we've spent worse $3.20 in the past. So,
My wife and my daughter must be home. I can hear the dogs upstairs going ape shit. I'm like,
The daughter's in town. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her daughter's home. Her cat's upstairs, and it's been interesting watching the dogs interact with the cat. They're afraid of him. So this right here, this is the shot. So if you look straight down towards the Cyclone, you would see the Rogues turning towards us, and this is where the Warriors would be walking. And when they were being followed. So that's that scene.
That has changed, right?
That's me there with the scene behind me.
Pat, you look pretty damn good there, buddy. I really have to say, you look good.
You'd do me, wouldn't you?
From your heterosexual life mate here.
So that's the parachute jump that's in a lot of the Warriors photos and in the intro, you know, when it's all blacked out. That
they
like
killed
really
Cyrus. Cool. Sorry.
Why'd you kill Cyrus?
And there's is that a Jason mask in a wall right there?
Yeah, there was like a little mural there. I thought I took a picture of it. It was like Jason and somebody else. It didn't have Michael on it though. I mean, there's graffiti everywhere. Yeah. It's Coney Island. I'm saying it's not a nice area. It's, it should go away. It's not a nice area. There's the Wonder Wheel that said in the opening credits, you see the Wonder Wheel big time in the opening. And when
just
they do get
some
back
heat,
to
Pat. You know. Oh, you couldn't do that though. Sorry.
What's that?
Just pack some heat.
You really, it's definitely not the nicest area. And of course, when you're there, you have to eat at the original Nathan's, the world famous original Nathan's.
Pat, I showed that to both of the kiddos because if we don't buy Vienna Beefs, we buy Nathan's. And I'm like, look at where Pat went. It's like, is he live there? I'm like, yeah, it's at Coney Island. That's where it's the famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where it's from.
Had a Coney Island dog and some French fries. And this is the location.
Oh, my God. Were those like potato skins? I'm sorry, Pat. I hate to interrupt you.
No,
oh,
they're crinkle fries. Yeah. They're crinkle fries.
They're the thick crinkle ones. They sell them. Yes.
And this is where they have the hot dog eating contest. So if you ever watch that on the 4th of July, it's usually what's his name wins every year.
Makes me want to throw up when you watch it, though.
Is it Joey Chestnut usually wins every year? Because Joey me and Terrence Chestnut. Always watch it.
Morris Chestnut.
Brett, don't get the sausage fever. You got to watch.
In the city. I've shared a room with Pat, and we were fine. It worked out. Nothing's changed.
I love how you look. I had a great time, you know? It would have been nice if Lurch had made it, but I made the best of it. And it's going to get even better when you see what else I have the show. So this place here is called, it's like a gift shop, and in there it's called Sideshow, Seashore Sideshow. So they had, in the back they have a theater where they do like sideshows, they do burlesque and like freak shows and everything. So in there they have a bar called the Freak Bar. So when I was walking towards it, I was just going to look in there for like warrior stuff. The guy that works there was outside. He saw me with the John Carpenter shirt on. He said, "Oh, did you go last night?" I said, "Yeah, it was great." And he's like, "Oh, my friend Adam over here went too." So this guy Adam comes over. Shout out to you guys. I gave him the cards to the podcast. He had a great time too. And I said, "Look, maybe you guys can help me. I'm trying to find the shots from the Warriors." And that's where they led me to some of the locations. So I gave him the cards and I said, "Yeah," I said, "we do a big horror movie fan." I said, "I have my Halloween collection." And the one guy, Patrick, was like, you into horror? I go, "Yeah, why?" He goes, "Come with me. Come meet my bartender." I'm like, "Okay." Go see who the bartender is. And he's like, "This is Patrick. This is the guy I met there. Super nice guy. That's the Freak Bar. And this is his bartender, Robert Pritchard. He is Slug from the original Toxic Avenger movie. And he is Spike from Class of Nukem High." I'm like, so we just bullshitted for a while, talked about all the trauma movies he was in. He's actually in the new one that's supposed to come out next year. And he'll probably be on the podcast, hopefully next Sunday with me. I'm going to reach out to him and see if next Sunday works. But he said, "Yeah," he's like, "I'd love to come on." We had a great conversation. He was super cool. So this is him in, that's him in the Toxic Avenger.
Oh, shit. That guy's lived the life. This guy's awesome.
Yep. That was him. And he's been in a bunch of other movies, too. If you look him up on IMDb, it's all B movies, obviously. But
he's got a little Rambo Charlie Sheen look to him.
There he is in Nukem High.
Look at the guy to the right. Oh, my God.
And there, that's him. And he's actually on the poster. He's on the cover of it. That's him.
Is he not acting anymore, I'm guessing, then? He's probably just running a bar?
No. He said, no, he's like, he doesn't do as much. He's a lot older now. So I think he's pretty much retired. So he just works there on the weekends.
Yeah. I didn't know if he had like a SAG card or anything. He probably doesn't. I don't know.
But if you look him up, he's been in a bunch of different films. Like I said, I asked him, I said, "You still talk to Lloyd Kaufman?" He's like, "Yeah, I just did a movie with him. That's going to be out after the first of the year," but he told me what it was and the storyline. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty funny. Cause you know, all their horror movies are fun.
Did he watch the new one or no?
He watched it. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I liked it. It was, you know, it was. He said for what it was, he did enjoy it.
Okay, so he says he'll come on. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, he said no, absolutely. I'd love to come on. He's like, he told me, he's like, "Here, take my number down," and he's like, "Put it in your phone." He's like, "And just let me know." So I'm like, cool. So I'll see if you can get him on for next Saturday. Oh shit, no, next Sunday is no podcast. I'll be in Denver.
He'll be in Denver. Yes.
Yeah. So actually, there's no podcast next Sunday. So I'll see if he's available the following weekend. Yeah. Because, the following weekend, I'm going to be away. No, I'll be back. I'll be back on Sunday. We're going away. Me and the wife are going away, but we'll be back on Sunday. We're going Friday, but come back Sunday. Yeah. So next weekend, no podcast because I completely forgot. I'll be in Denver. Shout out to Joey, wherever she is.
You're coming back on Sunday after the football game right away?
What's that?
You're coming back on Sunday? The football game's Monday. On Sunday, isn't it? Monday.
The game's on Sunday. We'll fly back Monday afternoon. That's why we're not going to be able to do a podcast. I mean, I could probably be doing it, you know, because the game is during the day, but I probably won't be able to put two syllables together.
No.
Or even figure out how to turn my computer on.
It'll be special because we're doing all these other watch-alongs like out of nowhere now. So the randomness. So, yeah.
So that was my weekend. Yeah, it worked out to be great. Everything was great Friday night. It was great meeting Robert and Patrick, like I said, worked for the Freak Show Bar, and his buddy Adam, who showed me the stuff. So I told him I'd shout those guys out, and shout out Frank, the guy I met at the show, who was a lot of fun to hang out and bullshit with him. So that was my weekend, folks. So, and I did get some footage of some of the locations in for the Warriors. So I am going to put a video together whenever I get time.
Oh, excellent, dude. That's a pretty damn big weekend. I wish I could have been there with you, buddy.
Oh, we would have had a blast, especially in, I mean, obviously at the Carpenter Show, but then you would have had a blast going to Coney Island. It would have been fun to see those locations.
Oh, hell yeah. And then you went to the, you did go to that brewery, right? The KSBC? Was that a brewery or no? It was a bar that had
No. That was actually, that was the, he just had all those beers at that bar.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. That's that. When I took a picture of that case, those were all the beers they had there. So I didn't bring the pictures up. But they had the Cluckwork orange one and the hell was it?
Because they were, they're in Brooklyn. So one. That, I guess that makes sense. I think that brewery is in Brooklyn, if I'm correct. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brooklyn, and that's where Coney Island is. It's at the tip of Brooklyn, right on the beach. Oh, actually, Colin, that's right. You'll be next week. You'll be at the con. I see Dave McRae's going out too.
Dave McRae's going out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that means he'll probably be with Darren, probably then.
Yes, indeed. He's. I think he's staying there. Pat showed all his stuff. I showed all my junk. I showed you my junk.
Super freak.
JG said, apparently I'm attending an unplanned viewing at Regal for Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow tonight. Never seen it. Just got a call from a friend that wants me to see it. Good movie. It's not one of my favorite Tim Burton films, but it should be fun.
Did you, are you not going because, or when are you flying out then? Saturday or no?
What, to Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got like a 7 a.m. flight Saturday.
And yeah, I so you're probably not going to go to that screening of Halloween 2 the night before unless you are.
No, I'm probably still going to go because it's at 7 o'clock. You know, it'll be over.
Ours is at 7:30. I did buy tickets.
Yeah, it's like 7 something. I'll probably still go. Yeah, I did say, yeah, that was the name of the beer.
Yeah, it was.
It was the Cluckwork Orange. I'll have to bring up pictures of it. Yeah, it was, and the beer was good. Both of those beers were good. I was going to buy some and I completely forgot. I was too busy bullshitting with them. And then, like I said, the time I had to go keep adding time to my meter. And I'm like, I'm not adding any more time. So the hell with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darren and Dave gonna be, yeah, the two of them. As far as I know, didn't you see Darren put a picture up of like all the chocolate milk he bought? Because Dave just drinks chocolate milk, as far as I know.
Oh, I didn't understand that at first. Okay, I should have. I didn't get it.
And what else? Oh, yeah. We the only other thing I think did this week was I binged all of that Ed Gein series. So anybody out there have any thoughts on that? I enjoyed it for what it was. It was definitely sensationalized, and there was a lot of creative liberties taken. I mean, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoyed it overall.
I had a lot of things happening, obviously, Pat. I really wanted to watch the John Candy documentary.
I didn't watch that yet either. Yep.
And I think Bill did.
So yeah, he said it was really good. I think I'm going to aim for tomorrow, since I'm off tomorrow, maybe tomorrow during the day. I was going to do it today, but like I said, daughter was here and was keeping us all busy. So maybe tomorrow.
I'm waiting, and I think you've seen the trailer. It's supposed to be coming on demand. That Jackie Early Haley movie called Your Host, where he's kind of like the internet game show host. Have you seen the trailer for that movie?
It looks
really good.
Ooh,
I'm sure some people in chat have seen the trailer. So look up Your Host, Pat. Four friends get trapped in a sadistic game show, forced to outwit a twisted serial killer while racing against time.
Oh, I like that. And Your Host.
Yeah, Your Host. It's got all these funky masks.
Well, what do you call it out this weekend, too? Isn't it the Black Phone, too?
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to see it.
I don't know when I'm going to see it either, because unless I go out Thursday night and see it. I'm sure it'll be playing the theater by me on Thursday night, but I'm not Thursday night at the theater, Friday night at the theater. Then I fly out and then I don't know. It's just a lot. I would rather go see Halloween 2 on the big screen again. I'll watch the Black Phone whenever.
Yeah. Halloween 2. When I saw it, it was at the drive-in and it was actually like a DVD, the digital projection of the DVD. So I don't really count that. Even though everything else is digital now anyways, but.
You have to sit in the corner of a hotel room while you drink it. It was good. I got to look for those. I know I've seen them. I've never seen them up as far north in Pennsylvania. But I know I've seen them in Jersey. Was it Kings County Brewery? Is that what it is?
KSBC, I think. I don't know what it stands for.
But yeah, I think that's what it stands for.
You know, so, shout out to you and Bill, though, too, man. I got home, what, Friday night, and I was talking to you guys. And then I got reamed out. I had to bring the tent in for the tournament the next day. And then all of a sudden, I went to go sit back down. I was falling asleep. I'm like, screw it. I can't get back.
Yeah, we were until close to 5 this morning, I think.
Well, the night before, think you were on as late, but you were on. We were on.
Yeah, because I was at the hotel room. Yeah, it wasn't as late. I don't know how Bill stayed up because he was at that open bar wedding. So he was feeling, luckily, close to his house too. Well, he was pulling a Pat. He was falling asleep on me.
I was falling asleep on you guys the other night.
For once it wasn't me.
or me.
Yeah, so that's basically what's going on. That's what we were doing. I'm looking forward to having Robert on from obviously the Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High, amongst other films. So I'll reach out to him. Maybe we'll have him on in 2 weeks because, like I said, next weekend, definitely no podcast because I will be in Denver. Unless, you know what, Sunday night, if I'm coherent enough, I'll do it from the hotel, but I don't know what's going to be going on with those knuckleheads. I'm just hoping I survive the weekend.
Just survive the weekend, buddy. Survive.
Yeah, and not end up in jail. Fucking picturing me passed out. So tonight we're doing our movie review because since it's Halloween season, I know we've watched it a million times, Halloween 3. But we threw it up there to see if where it landed. And everybody voted pretty much almost unanimously to watch it this Tuesday night. So Tuesday night's watch along will be Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah, we're going in order if you count tonight.
Pretty much, yeah, it's true. So let's do a quick movie review. All right, tonight's movie review is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. And folks, while you're out there, do us a favor, hit that like. Let's get these likes up. Let's see what the likes are, too.
Do it.
We've been doing good with the likes, and it's been definitely been working. You said we gotta masturbate that algorithm. So there's about 13 people watching. We got 9 likes. Come on, folks. If you haven't hit the like, it definitely helps, whether you realize it or not. So tonight, we'll review Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. I mean, it's easy for me. Saw this movie when it came out in the theater in 82. Disappointed because obviously didn't have Michael Myers and didn't know anything about it because they didn't tell anybody. But once it went to video and I rewatched it, it grew on me to the point where it's one of my favorite movies in the franchise. And obviously it doesn't have Michael Myers in it, but the storyline's great. I love Atkins. I love the characters in it. I love the setting. The setting is so great. Obviously the cinematography is seamless because it's still Dean Cundey from the original first two movies. And the soundtrack is one of his best, easily one of his best.
Oh, okay.
I would have loved for him to play like Chariots of Pumpkins last on Friday night. Because the only thing he did from Halloween was Halloween. I thought maybe he would have played something from the trilogy because of his son and Daniel Davies. I thought maybe because they all did, created that together. They did play other songs. Then they played one from the Noir album. They played one from the new album coming out next year, which is really good. One from their first album. And he played something else from Lost Themes. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, so he did play other stuff other than just that.
The one that's pretty popular, I think it was the first Lost Themes one, was the Vortex. I know he loves playing the Vortex. Yeah.
He played Vortex. That's it.
Yeah. Good call.
Extended version of the Shape Hunts, Allison. If that, I would love to have seen them pull that out. That would have sounded great, especially in there with how good the sound was.
I love Ray's Demise. I think that would kind of be crazy.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Bill woke up on his couch at 6:30 this morning and saw the shot glass next to him and said, uh-oh. Yeah, well, we only had two. We only had 2 shots. But this movie, I love this movie. I mean, this is one of the only movies besides 1 and 2 in the franchise I collect anything from. Because I do love it that much. This movie, for me, is easily... it's got to be... at this point in my life, it's definitely a 9 for me. It's just such a good movie. It just has the atmosphere. The actors are in it. What's his name? As Dan O'Hurley as Connell Cochran was so evil. I would have loved to have seen a series with him in it. You know, if part of this come back because he just basically evaporated as a warlock. Him come back. I mean, it would have just been so great. He was just. Everything about the movie is good. There's, the setting, the characters, the storyline, the dismal ending because they just leave it on a cliffhanger. So I love it.
Even like when we talk about whether Halloween should become a TV series, like I think this movie, if they were to redo it and do it as a TV series, it'd be a lot of fun. If you can do it the right way, if it gets done the right way.
I think it would be great.
That could have led them to a TV series if they went with that ending from Ends with the masks, but I get it.
Davey's in the house. What's up, Davey?
Davey, how you doing, bud?
Good song. Yeah, I'm horrible with the names on them. I know all the songs if you played them, but I, as I've gotten older and I just throw stuff in like my iTunes and I listen to it, I know the song, but 99% of the time I don't remember the names of them because now back in the day I knew the names of everything because you were looking at an album, you were looking at the liner notes, you always knew the name of a song. I'm horrible with names now.
Yeah, that's why when Pat and I were going to do our top five later, him and I were talking. We were just going to do the movie ones, nothing from the Lost themes because I really don't know them well enough. I know the Vortex because that was like one of the first Lost theme ones that came out.
I know them if I listen to them. I'm just horrible with their names. Nice, Bill. I'll have to show that one in a minute. I would give it a 9. That's where I am. That's where it stands with me right now. Celestial Fred says, what makes Halloween 3 such an interesting movie is how it is mostly like a detective story. The Doctor is almost like a Sam Spade character trying to find out why the guy carrying the mask died. It's more of a thriller, I think, than even a horror movie.
It is. It's got his grotesque stuff briefly, but
yeah, it's got a bit of that because you needed that back in the day. Yes. Don't forget, folks, don't be shy. So we're only about 78 members, subscribers away from 3,000, folks. So that 3,000 celebration is going to be coming up a lot quicker than I thought. So I got to figure out something. A lot faster. So it's going to cause work out of here. Bill says 9 out of 10. Same here. Yeah, I'm right there, man. It's grown so much. And it's nice to see that people are, you know, you still have those diehards. Oh, it's a piece of shit. No, stop. It's not. It's not. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, what was I thinking of before? So I think when I first saw it, I probably would have said like a 4. I think like every 7 or 8 years, it's gone up a point. So I'm definitely giving it a 9.2. It's top 5 in the series easily of the Halloween series.
Oh, easily for me.
I know a lot of people when they talk Tom Atkins, like, I think maybe his best role is Night of the Creeps. I think this is his best role. He's the main character. I don't really call him the main character in Night of the Creeps. He's probably second lead, maybe.
Yeah, he's like a supporting actor. Yeah, because it's really the two. What's his name from Rusty from European Vacation? I forget his name.
It's kind of like when I get a kick out of Chalice, the character too, is. Yeah, I think when we were younger, yeah, we thought he was a great guy and everything, but he's kind of a sexual beast, right?
Yes, I mean,
she's slapping nurses in the ass. He's divorced.
She's got to be 30 years his junior. So, hey, God,
Nancy Lubis, the bitch ex-wife, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely would have left her because she's definitely
shut
a bitch.
Shut up.
Shut up.
If I remember right, when we talked about the book, doesn't he like say like "shut the fuck up, you bitch" or something? He says something completely different in the book, right?
Yes,
he says something way derogatory.
Yeah, he's just screaming at her in the book. It's a lot more graphic. You got Tom Atkins grabbing ass. Brian says it's an automatic 10.
Yeah, this is his best role for me.
I think this is his best role, too. I mean, I love Night of the Creeps. I'm not going to argue that. But this this is better.
I think it'll be too late for us to go to... Even talking to Sean, and if you watch his video, yeah, I'd love to go to that town, but it's just like how it is in the movie, right? It's far to get to. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it is far. That's why I'd love to visit, but if I'm right here, it's far as hell. Far
north. Yeah, it's going to take some time. Yeah, I like the, it was coordinated for its time, right? But you and I talk, man. I tell you, I think if Rob Zombie remade it, I would be totally curious to see what he would do with a remake of Halloween 3.
I would love to see what he would do with it. I think he would.
I'm sure it would be out of this world, but
I think it would be fun.
I couldn't imagine what the hell he would do. He would turn Cochran into like what? Like what would he turn him into? Probably like the Confederate leader or something. He probably would have done something like that.
I can only imagine how raunchy it would get. Recorded some of the tracks from the extended trilogy soundtrack to use for his Halloween Trick or Treat soundtrack. Didn't pay the, I'm telling Carpenter, if I would have known that, I would have told him. I would have said, here, call this guy. He's stealing your shit.
Yeah. You know, Pat, in this movie, I would give it a 9.2, but the other thing is that we got to talk about, which is you have a child that dies in this movie, too.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was ahead of its time. I mean, that's one thing you didn't see.
It was disgusting.
Killing kids. Yeah, I mean, poor little Buddy Kupfer, and then the thought of all the other kids that, because the last channel didn't go off, of what was going to happen.
Stop it. Stop it. What was that sound?
I'll hang myself
Who
now.
Who cares? God, he's Who just cares? A beast. He's just a beast.
The teaser trailer with the spider crawling out of the witch's nose. Yeah, the teaser trailers were, they were deceiving. Because people didn't realize it. What was going on? I talked about the alternate ending of Ends, where
we're just talking about it. Yeah, Davey,
up in a mask factory, making my. Oh no, I remember hearing about that. I've never really delved into it too much because, you know, Ends is not really at the top of my list. I don't dislike it, but I just think it was
no. But like we were saying, if that would have tied into like a mini series, TV mini series or something, that kind of would have been cool.
But, right, instead of the definitive end that we got. Well, Ends. I mean, when they said Ends, they ended it. They sure as hell did.
Yep, Jamie Lee Curtis got her way, right?
What was that?
Jamie Lee Curtis got her way.
Yeah, but you know what? Never say never, because I think she's even said in a couple of interviews after the fact, like, oh, well, you never know. If they did, I mean, at this point, she's definitely beyond where she should be.
She's kind of maxed out that part of it now.
Went out on the high note on the swan song, much better than you did in Resurrection. Just leave it, let it go.
God,
you
know? Only if she would have been thrown into that chipper too, huh? Or not chipper.
How great would it have been if he reached up and pulled her in? I thought that's what was going to happen. And they both die together.
Like, what's the actor's name? The funny guy in Best in Show. Like the guy that's like the hostage, the negotiator guy that like he's talking about all the body flew off the building and he's like head popped off like a grape.
I can see him. I can't think of his name.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I can see him. I can't
think of his name. The dog up on the roof and he's like, I'll gouge your eye out with my thumb. I shit you not, you little shit.
We gotta watch that. We really do.
It's such a good film. Oh man.
Well, that was and Assault on Precinct 13, and for its time, I mean, I remember when I first watched that and the guy just pulls off and shoots Kim Richards. I was like, did he just kill a kid?
Yeah, that it was so fast, right? Like you're building into something's not good happening with the kid in H3. That was just instant. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah. Like it just went boom, just shot the kid right in the chest. You were like, whoa, holy crap.
And what's his name from Escape from New York again? With the Mohawk? That's the same actor that plays him. I forget.
Yeah, I forget what his name is. I know he's since passed. He's the guy, he's like, that guy.
Not near in 10 seconds, he dies.
Yep. If you're not out of here in 10 seconds, he dies. If you don't do this, he dies. Everything is, he dies. And that's when he shows, well, what would have been Donald Pleasant's finger.
You are the two.
Thanks, Matt. Frank Doubleday. I knew it was a name that you should remember.
Yes, Doubleday. Frank Doubleday. Do you know his character's name, which is kind of cool? Romero.
Was it? And that was an homage. Little girl with the ice cream cone was hilarious. Had to rewind and watch it again. The first, it was hilarious, Jordan. She's like, this isn't vanilla. Bang.
That's Jesus,
what,
Jordan.
That's what you get when you complain. That's why you never send food back.
Jordan, I thought I was messed up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, right. That's right. The OG Toxic Avenger, they run a kid over in the beginning, too.
Oh, right. Yes. Or that movie Feast, where that person was getting chased and just throws the infant up in the air so the creatures can get it.
Yep. Oh, God. And then you had, well, a little bit later on, you had Pet Sematary and Gage gets hit by the truck.
Yeah.
That was another rough one. Wow.
Then when he becomes
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't? I mean, and then the whole scene that plays out at the funeral just plays out horrible.
Remember, doesn't he give him like the shot? No fair.
No fair.
He walks away.
So folks, let us know in the chat what you would give Season of the Witch. If you're watching afterwards, let us know in the comments. We'll be watching it on Tuesday night for our watch along, 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
We're gonna
the big giveaway at 9. Boss. We had a time getting it here.
Bert.
Bert, I have to get that clip and put it up here. So tonight, our top 5, which ties into seeing Carpenter live. Can be our top 5 John Carpenter tracks. And we just try to keep it to the movies because not everybody's too well versed in his other stuff and the lost themes. I mean, like I said, I know them if I heard them. I just wouldn't be able to tell you the names. Not at all. But so let's do our top five this evening. All right. So tonight we're doing our top five John. Oh, that's the live review. Duh, moron. Here we go. So tonight we're doing our top five John Carpenter tracks, fresh off the heels of seeing him live. And all five of mine were played. So I can't complain. I got to see every one of them live.
How about that?
So I cannot complain. And he did some other ones, off the wall ones too, like he did In the Mouth of Madness, which sounded really good. He didn't do Starman though. I thought he would have done Starman.
He didn't do Starman. Starman's kind of like a fun.
Yeah, I was surprised. The Duke Arise from Escape from New York is such an upbeat song. Well, honestly, my number five right off the bat is Porkchop Express.
Oh, really? Okay.
Loved it. Was happy to hear it being played. Went over rather well. That's a movie that's really gained popularity over the years. Because it really didn't do well when it came out. And it just really found a life of its own on home video. And people just started really embracing it.
Yes. Wow. You know what, Slasher Fred? I should have put that on. I love that because that's like a great, I don't know, you can even call it like a wrestling entrance theme. The Duke arrives.
Yeah, right.
I just brought it up before. My number five is Rage's Demise. When 2018 came out, that just hit because that was like one of the scenes they kind of showed as like a sneak preview, like online. Which I was like, damn it, because it was so badass to see. So Rage's Demise from Halloween 2018, baby.
Look at you. Love it. See, mine are pretty generic. I didn't go to because we only had five.
The rest is pretty generic after that.
Yeah, mine are all pretty generic because if we did 10, I probably could have went outside the box. But for me, for number four, I put Christine. Great.
Okay.
Great. The regular Christine theme, which he did live, which sounded great. And that's how he, like I said, that's how he closed it. He just sprung Halloween in the middle of it. Like, oh, fall leaves. Boom, start playing. I'm like, I'm trying to grab my phone. I'm dropping shit. I'm like, fuck. Because I thought it would have been the closer, but nope.
He said something before Halloween. He's like this. He said something because you kind of anticipated it.
And I thought that too, but I'm like, nah, he was going to do it in the middle of the show. So I was too busy bullshitting. I'm like, fuck it. Almost dropped all my shit trying to get it.
Okay. My number four is The Fog. The Fog's opening, man. Yeah, I think, just like with Matt Russell. Well, Matt's is five, but that's my number four. So damn good. God, if I went to 10 on this, Pat, damn, we'd probably. Hey, did we do our soundtracks with Jeremy?
No, we could probably get much more in depth when we get him on there. We can really talk about it.
Or did we do one sheets in our favorite films, right, with him? I think we did.
That's what we did last time. Look at you, Slasher Fred's going deep from Dark Star. Wow.
Wow, Slasher Fred. I've watched Dark Star once and that was it.
I saw it twice. I tried to give it another watch. And I didn't dislike it. It just didn't really hold my attention.
Well, isn't it it was a college film, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah. The Theme to the Thing, another good one.
18 people watching.
Big Trouble in Little China by the Coupe de Villes.
By the Coupe de Villes. Look at that.
Oh, the Shape Stalk. The Shape Stalks rules. I mean, that's so many of them. That's why, for me, so my number three, it's the Escape from New York theme.
So damn good.
And the sound in that place, when he played that, it just sounds so damn good. People went apeshit for it. And they did the intro. What's the intro track?
I think it's just the Escape from New York opening theme. I don't think it's
it. I wasn't sure if there was enough name for it.
It's just so badass.
Oh, it's great.
Jordan took it out of my mouth. One of the best. Number three, The Shape Stalks. Yes, baby.
There you go. Arnie's love theme. Nice, man. Theme the Prince of Darkness. Yeah, that was tough to leave off this list. That's why five of them are tough. Julie from Assault on Precinct 13. Yeah, That's one I got to get on. I got to get the full soundtrack. I don't own the full soundtrack of Assault.
if Julie's the one they play at the end of the movie, after everything's gone down, that would probably be an honorable mention. It's so damn good.
What did you have for number three?
That was The Shape Stalks.
The Shape Stalks. Okay, number two for me is the Fog, the intro to The Fog. That was just so good. And like I said, it was one of the highlights on Friday night. Because it that's sounded your number so damn two? Good. My number two.
Oh, that's your number two?
I mean, I think we probably can agree on what number one is, unless you're throwing a curveball.
I could never do that. Could never do that. My number two is the Escape from New York theme. Just so damn badass.
Yes. Yeah, I was torn between which one, but I'm like, you know what? I had to go with The Fog. Matt Russell, look at that, too. Farewell Slayer from Vampires. Wow. I don't even remember that much from the Vampires movie. I got to go back and rewatch Vampires. I mean, I remember the film, but as far as soundtrack-wise, nothing sticking out.
Freaking love it. Freaking love it.
New York. Nice. Shape Stalks again.
A good Jordan one. Stalks again.
Jordan Stalks daily.
Well, we know our group number one, so we don't have to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween theme, I mean, come on. It's
the original 78 one, all the different variants.
Right. Now, for those out there, do you like the one with the bass drum in it or without the bass drum?
I assume the original 78 one.
He's got the beat and the bass drum in the background.
Is that the 2018 one though, or technically, or no?
No, if you listen to it on the first version that came out, it was the regular soundtrack, but in the background it had like a bass drum going, like beating. And he played it live too. The guy with the drums did it.
Hmm.
Same thing. I would rather have it without the bass drum. To me, it's a little bit more eerie.
You know what, Pat? I'm going to have to listen to them both again, because like the 20th anniversary CD soundtrack, you and I talked about it with it's got the dialogue from the movie. That's probably like single, like greatest like thing of all soundtracks.
That I could put on, because you can, I've listened to it millions of times driving around.
Right.
You can hear it, you know?
Now, Pat, I forgot. But since I have this one framed, the full mask that Mondo release album right there, the full mask one, that I didn't realize until maybe a year or two ago during Halloween, that has the dialogue in it, that album. I didn't know.
Yes. That. Yep. The music from They Live. Yeah, the They Live is good too. It was great.
Yeah, the main They Live theme. That would be on the top 10 if we had that.
Night, Bill. Yeah, we were up a little bit late last night. So yeah, go get some rest. You got to be up early tomorrow for work.
Good night, Billy Bear.
Honorable mention, Terror in the Hospital, H2 of the Game. Oh, wait, that's Leto's.
Oh, man.
Ding. I see what you did there. Hey, folks, if you guys want that, is that still downloadable? Yes, I remember you could buy it. I bought it when at the time, and I have it on my iTunes.
Yeah, we bought that. Yeah, I have to catch up and...
Yeah, I have it on my iTunes. Go check it out. It's good stuff. And go check out, if you guys haven't played the Halloween 2 game, go check it out.
Yeah, it's much better than the Trick or Treat Studios Halloween.
The Trick or Treat Studios game, you have to have a PhD to figure out how to play it. It's just too fucking complicated.
Yeah, it's just too much. It doesn't have to be that hard, right?
No, not at all.
But then again, you're trying to make Halloween into a game, right? It's like, okay.
Yeah, well, Anthony's version made it much more simpler and entertaining.
Accessible, yeah. Or,
yes.
I should say accessible, but just... Yeah, easy to follow.
Oh, I hear people come. Somebody's coming down the stairs. Well, they're not coming in here.
Down the stairs? I thought you were upstairs now.
No, this is the podcast room is downstairs.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay. So, folks, that is our. Oh, that's it. That's not it. That's our top five John Carpenter tracks, folks. By all means, keep throwing some more in the chat. Hit us up in the comments below. Let us know your favorites and do us a favorite, man. Let's see what those likes are this fine evening.
It's gotta be over 20. Be over 20.
18. Come on, we need two more to hit 20. Let's see if we can hit 20 before we get out of here. Before we get out of here. And we'll be back on in an hour and a half time here. Well, both times. We'll be back on at 11 p.m. Eastern to do Halloween 2. 10 Central.
Yeah.
Late night watch along for you folks. So make sure you guys rest up and come back if you guys are off tomorrow, which is awesome. I'm off. Are you off tomorrow? Are you working from home?
I don't know yet.
He's like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. When it comes to work, I'm just in a mush with things.
Oh, so. Leanna's hanging out. Nice.
Awesome, Leanna. Cool.
Jordan's coming to get that poster. Yeah, exactly. We're all coming to get that poster. Oh, what's the cat doing down here? There's my daughter's cat. Why is the kitty cat down here? Don't touch my shit.
Yeah. Otherwise, your lunch.
I'll make you a combination at the Chinese restaurant. Where'd he go? All right. Well, he doesn't seem to piss everywhere like the dogs do, so he's a little bit okay. Arturo, what's a Blumween? Not awesome. Blumween, I like that. It's the Halloween.
Oh, Blumween. Okay. Now I get, okay. Oh, Jason Blum.
Why is my phone going crazy? Who's setting this up here?
Who is? Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll find all that stuff. Yeah, so yeah, we'll definitely, so that's pretty much it. We pretty much showed all our new stuff, too. So we showed the new stuff, showed everything I got this past weekend. And, yeah, I think that's it. Because this way we'll get some stuff done before we return for a Halloween 2 watch along.
So Jeff is sending stuff about watching. He's not live with us, right, Leanna? Right, Jordan? Is Davey here?
Oh, just catching less of that. Oh, that's right. I knew he said he was doing that. Yeah, so that's why. No worries. He apologized.
He apologized? Cat might
leave a nugget on the floor, much like Cody did. Watch that trap. It's all by the clock. Yeah, so I'm sitting here earlier. It's quiet. The dogs and the cat are upstairs. My wife and my daughter are out. And all I hear is squeaking. I'm like, oh, tell me there's a fucking mouse in here. Damn it. So I must have. I thought the other night when I was sitting downstairs, I thought I saw a mouse. It's that time of year where we start getting mice. And I'm like, fuck. So I put a trap out there. I didn't want the dopey cat to, try to sniff it and get it stuck to his nose.
We have the stink bugs. This is the stink bug.
Now it's like right there's now. So many field mice here. I have to keep traps out like crazy. I'll get one year. I was like putting like X's on the wall, like you seen in Tom and Jerry. I got like 30 some odd mice that year. Mm. Every other day I was getting one. It's crazy. So I'll get the son of a bitch, but I just don't want them in here. Try to do a nest or something to start chewing through my shit. So I'll get it.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, I'll lose my shit. Yeah, folks.
So leave a nugget on the floor.
I know. I'm going to go see what's going on upstairs before we start the movie. So we'll be back again in about an hour and a half, folks. Watch Halloween 2. Make sure you own it.
This time it's personal. Yep.
You know how our watch longs are. You have to watch along with us. We can't show it because YouTube overlords will not allow it, unfortunately. We have a big Mickey counter. Nice. Yeah, we get a lot. I just thought I felt something. I don't know if it was the cat. I think it was just the cat. Now I'm getting all nervous. I'm like, where's the mice? Look it.
Get him.
All right, folks. So we'll be back in about an hour and a half. So go get yourself some drink.
I love it.
Get some snacks. And we'll cozy up for a late night watch along of Halloween 2 from 1981.
Halloween.
You don't know much about Halloween, do you? Nice. All right, folks. Thanks. Like, comment, subscribe, all that shit if you're watching this. And we'll see everybody shortly. Later.
Good night.